Follow the ball.
A sun-drenched evening in South Wales. Small boys hone their fielding skills. Bridgend Town is a family cricket club. Many generations play here. As I'm chatting inside the pavilion to the two oldest club members, Jake and Charlie, there's a knock on the door.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Lennon, Charlie's great-grandson, who's just played cricket for the first time.
I loved all of it.
Are you a batsman or a bowler?
I think a bowler.
We haven't got onto that yet, but what I wanted to say is the joy that that you get from young. They love it, really, honestly, they do.
This is your great-grandson?
He's my great-grandson. Mm-hmm. He's 7 and I'm 93.
Charlie is part of the generation who've lived longer than their own parents. Their children and grandchildren expect to live much longer, healthier lives still. But that doesn't look as certain as it did.
My name's Tim Gordon. I'm an actuary. I'm chairman of the Mortality Projections Committee at the Continuous Mortality Investigation, which provides standard actuarial tables and projections for the actuarial profession.
Tim Gordon studies mortality data to work out how long people are likely to live, vital for pension funds. In the last 5 years, he's seen what he calls a handbrake turn. From the early 90s, improvement was dramatic at 3% a year for men. But since 2011, it's slowed to 0.7%.
It's a handbrake turn, not just because the rate of improvement has fallen dramatically, but also because people weren't anticipating that the rate would fall that quickly. Although when people are projecting mortality improvement rates into the future, they weren't expecting those 3% improvement rates to continue. They were expecting those to fall over time, maybe to somewhere between 1% to 2%. They weren't expecting that to happen quite so quickly and quite so dramatically.
Control of the ball, keep control.
Nice. Life expectancy in Wales lags behind England. In Bridgend, it's below the Welsh average. John Morgan, the cricket club chairman, was surprised to learn improvement has stalled. He expects to live significantly longer than his own father, as his father did.
But you think of your own parents, what sort of age they passed away at, and their parents and whatever else. But yeah, it's something to certainly be concerned about. Quality of life is pretty good at the moment, I would have thought. But it's something we need to be aware of and look at a bit more closely.
Rob Thomas captains one of the club teams.
One of the issues that concerns me is the relative inactivity of young people. Huge challenges, huge competing demands on their time. So it's a real effort across many sports clubs to get young people participating. And from my perspective, you know, I've seen over my lifespan life expectancy increasing, if you like, but I've seen a clear link between that and keeping fit and active.
We asked the main political parties what they made of the stalling in mortality improvement and if they had policies to address it. I talked their responses through with Wesley Stevenson of the BBC's More or Less. First, I asked him about the Conservatives, who told us that life expectancy is continuing to rise, that we have a growing elderly population, and they said their plans would help ensure elderly people received the social care they needed.
Yeah, the long-term trend is that life expectancy is rising. It's not rising by as much as it was, but what they haven't addressed here is the flattening off of mortality rates.
The Labour Party have raised this. In a speech in April, Jeremy Corbyn said that life expectancy had fallen since 2013. Now, that is true, isn't it, if you look at pension fund projections for their members?
Yeah, but it is just a projection. This is a prediction of what's going to happen 20 years into the future. And they've revised it a little bit. And yes, it did come down a little bit. But people are still living longer than they did before in the past.
Labour said investment in the NHS and social care would address this. As I'd been to Bridgend, I spoke to Plaid Cymru as well, who said that Wales needed more investment in social care and more doctors. The Lib Dems also said they'd invest in the NHS, and for a very specific reason. They said the causes of death are changing. Dementia, for example, is more important now, and we need a big medical breakthrough.
But it's important to say, we don't know what the cause of this flattening off in the mortality rates is, and to put a specific prescription in place to say that you can fix it is very, very difficult. And anyone who looks at life expectancy, who looks at mortality rates, will tell you anyone who makes predictions about the causes at this close quarters is often wrong.
Which is what Tim Gordon said when I asked whether problems in the NHS or social care could explain this trend. He said that would be speculative. He did say earlier improvements were driven by two things: people giving up smoking and better treatment of heart disease, and perhaps those positive effects were wearing off. Back at the cricket club, many were surprised, puzzled, to learn about this trend, wanting to know what was behind it, what it could mean for them and their children. But for now, that is a question we can't answer.
Sancha Berg reporting, and we should make it clear that stalling of the of life expectancy has taken place in England and Wales. Not so clear what the picture is in Scotland. Mm-hmm.